Just a few minutes ago, Apple revealed their iPhone 15 lineup. Most of our expectations were right. There's going to be four models, same sizes as last year. The USB-C port is going to replace the Lightning connector. All models this year are getting the Dynamic Island. There's a new action button on the Pro models. And as usual, the cameras are better, the processors are faster, the displays and battery life are the best ever in an iPhone. We watch these Apple events very closely as investors, especially the September iPhone event, since iPhones account for more than half of Apple's revenue. And our Apple stock has been on fire this year. Through July, the stock was up nearly 60% year to date. But the last month or so has been a little rocky, with headlines about Apple's declining revenue growth and China blocking their government employees from using iPhones and demand for smartphones dropping all across all of the brands. Most iPhone users, by the way, only upgrade every 2 to 4 years because the phones just last so long. Today on Dumb Money, will the iPhone 15 be enough to get people to upgrade? Will non-Apple users make the switch? Maybe non-Pro users switching to Pro? We think that there is actually one new feature that might do it.
This is Dumb Money Live.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there, Dave here, along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live, a special live instant reaction edition. If you appreciate us making these videos, we only ask one thing, and that is that you take a second, smash the like button. Chris, Jordan, my feature expectation bingo card was about 95% accurate today. I checked everything that I got right in green and everything I got wrong in red. Were there any big surprises for either of you two?
No
surprises at all. I think the biggest surprise for me is a couple of things that I was expecting that didn't happen, which is kind of mildly just a cosmetic thing. But in the iPhone Standard and Plus, they didn't announce the color matched braided cables that people were thinking that might be a thing. And in the Pro model, they did announce that spatial video would be a thing for the Vision Pro. Generally speaking, pretty much everything was the same. I was expecting the exact same camera on the in the Pro model, but they actually had the same specs, but it has a larger sensor. And now they're promoting not just zoom, but 7 lens equivalents. So they're kind of changing their language. Instead of talking about, you know, Samsung talks about 100x zoom, Apple is talking about camera lenses and millimeters the way photographers would, like 24 millimeters, 35 millimeters, 120 is their fully zoomed in telephoto zoom lens. So that was to me the biggest kind of unexpected thing. And also I was a little surprised that on the non-Pro models, they did not include the new action button, which also seems like a small thing, but I think it's a big thing. If you have the Ultra Watch, you know that the action button that's programmable is like something you use all the time. So anyway, what is the one feature you think, Chris, that is going to get people to buy this phone and it will have the most meaningful impact on Apple's stock price?
Well, first off, I have watched every Apple iPhone release show since the inception of iPhone 1, okay? And as an investor, I have learned one thing. And that's that the only thing that matters as an investor is the size of the phone and the wow factor of the camera. All the other stuff that the nerds talk about, all the other stuff that guys like you, Dave, talk about is just noise. It's just minutia. Okay. So like all I cared about today was...
We weren't expecting anything new in the size.
We knew that, but we did expect to potentially have a wow moment with the new zoom ability of the camera, because there are, let me just tell you something. There are 60 million kids in the United States alone that play team sports, okay? What that means is that there are tens of millions of parents in the US that only care about the ability of their iPhone to take better pictures and videos of their kids. That's what we have learned. We have been surprised in the past when iPhone sales were much higher than expected due to either the size of the phone or the quality of the camera, because for most people, most of the time, that's all we care about. So the zoom lens that was announced is going up from 3x to 5x, and it was rumored to possibly be 6x. So, I mean, is not even
a full rumored double. To be 10x. We were really expecting 5x. So I'm not like excited or disappointed by them coming out with 5 as the magic number.
Is it? Here's what we have.
I think it's
about.
Enough.
But it's not about is it enough. Is it a wow factor? Are people going to be wowed enough to say, you know what? I'll go ahead and get a new iPhone this year. I'll go ahead and pay a little extra because it's really my contract to get the automatic upgrade isn't until next year, but I really love that feature. I need to have that feature.
Was the Periscope lens the one magic feature for you? Was that the one thing you were looking for?
The Periscope lens.
6 instead of 5? That's the difference for you?
It might sound dumb to you, Dave, but to have a clean 2x improvement in telephoto zoom, when all I'm thinking about is how much better a video can I get of my kids out on the field? And like I said, we're talking about tens and tens of millions of parents around the world that are just thinking about that. And then you also have your camera people, which is a pretty big audience these days, that are also thinking about that sort of thing. So is it enough? I was hoping to come on and say, yes, it is. I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure now. I think
when it comes to, okay, there's a whole thing to unpack here. If when it comes to just purely having a camera that can get the closest image, Apple was not going to be that one. Samsung has had their 100x space zoom for 2 years now. So that gimmick feature has already happened.
No, it doesn't matter because it's not Apple.
I think if you like the way Apple.
No, it doesn't matter because No, Dave. Most people are not going to switch out of the Apple ecosystem to go get that rando Samsung phone. No offense to the Samsung people out there. I hear it's amazing. It's just not happening.
Your whole point was that it's the parents who want to take good videos of their kids that need a better zoom lens that's going to move Apple stock.
The question isn't Apple against Samsung anymore. That debate is gone. It's dead. The question is, do Apple people buy a new Apple iPhone this year or wait till next year? That's the question. It's not do they switch from Samsung.
Right. I agree with that. I think you're a totally different person that's using a Samsung phone. I know those people. I have Samsung friends. I know exactly who they are. You could predict they would have.
I hope you're not in the group chat with them.
Jordan, not that there's anything wrong with that. Okay. I mean, if you're a Samsung guy, you're a Samsung guy. I mean, that's fine. I respect you. It's just not me, and it never will be. And we're always going to be two different people. Not that there's anything wrong with being a Samsung person. It's just you're a different person. It's fine. It's fine. We're no longer switching. The days of people flipping between Samsung and Apple, I think, are far gone. Wouldn't we agree on that? So
People have figured out where they want to be, and there's probably going to be a little bit of swing now and then, but this phone is not going to make any difference as far as.
No, but what I think, I don't even think that this phone has enough for those who are not regular, like I'm going to buy it because I buy every phone that comes out. But if you're one of those in the 2 to 4 year upgrade cycle and you still have a 14, I would definitely not upgrade. If you have a 13, it's a pretty big jump in speed and image quality for your camera. That might be worth it. If you have something older than a 13, I think that this is definitely the phone to switch to.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I think the biggest problem with this being when you switch is, are you ready to upgrade all of your cables also, right? Because every place that you've got a charger now, you're having to spend $30 or $40.
Okay. I don't think that the USB-C is a feature, like something that they're proud of. Obviously they were forced to do it, but I do have a lightning cable like in 7 different places in the house, but I also have USB-C in those same spaces because
like you were pretty technology forward. And there are a lot of people that just have their lightning cables. They've got one in their car. They've got it by their bedside. They've got one by where they sit at night. So they probably have like 4 or 5 of these things.
Unless
they have $200 to $300 that they've got a budget on top of, you know, $800 to $1,100, $1,200 phone.
But Jordan, is the cabling the marginal driver of someone's decision to buy or not buy an iPhone this year?
You're like, man, I just can't deal with all these cables right now. I just can't. Like this, like I can't.
Is it the driver of the decision?
It might make me not want to do it because I just don't want to deal with that problem. I don't want to deal with thinking about where do I have cables hanging out of the house. Now I've got to deal with this. Like, oh my, I can't even think about it.
So the overthinkers are not the bulk of Apple's market. You're talking about single digit, you know, percentage of Apple consumers are overthinkers like you guys. I think the majority of people are emotionally driven and they just need to have an emotional, wow, I want it. I want it so bad. I'm just going to do it. And by the way, I think I know why they came out with a 5X zoom and not the clean 6X zoom, which would have been a double over what they had already. Here's my thesis. My thesis is they already know that the iPhone 16 coming out next year is going to have a really cool 10X zoom, and they want to be able to announce the big 2X zoom next year, which I do think is a wow because it's not only 2X. This sounds stupid, but it's a double digit number. It's 10. It sounds big to the non-overthinkers, the bulk of the Apple market. They're just like, oh, 10X zoom, that sounds like a lot. It's double than it was before. And I didn't even get last year's phone. So it's actually triple, more than triple, the phone that most people are going to have next year. So I think they're already thinking to 2024 being able to offer a 2 or a 3X zoom on most people's phone. That's the wow moment. It's happening next year. Not this year. Doesn't mean I'm selling my Apple, but it means I'm probably not going to buy more Apple stock based on this iPhone release.
And Jordan, just so you know, with the purchase of a $1,000 iPhone Pro, which, by the way, there was a rumor that they were going to increase the Pros by $100. They did not. They increased the Pro Max by $100, but the Pro is at the same starting price of $999. You get a free USB-C charging cable in the same original 1 meter length that you've become very used to with your lightning cable.
Dave, he has like 10 of them. I guarantee he has 10 of them in his house someplace already. It doesn't even matter.
But if you don't haven't had, you know, a up-to-date MacBook, then you probably don't have a lightning hanging around.
You're going to need that whether you go pro or not, and you're going to need that for the future anyway, because lightning doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It was.
I agree. You need to do it. But do you want to do it right now with the economy in shambles? And you know, are you going to have a job next week? We don't know. We don't know the answer to all these questions. Interest rates through the roof.
I feel like people that are buying that Pro don't care, right? Like, I feel like that's.
But even the non-Pro. Even the non-Pro having the USB-C with a crippled USB-C 2 transfer speed, which, by the way, I don't ever use an actual plug-in transfer. It is kind of cool that if you're shooting pro raw high-res video, you can now record externally. That's kind of cool.
The last time I plugged my phone in to transfer data, gosh, I don't know. It was like a decade ago.
I think it was when they had the 30-pin connector.
When I'm sleeping now.
Okay. So you guys are going to think this is insane. Ready for this? I keep all of my photos and videos only on my phone. They're not uploaded to the cloud. And every 1 to 2 years, I connect that cable and upload it into the family hard drive.
That is the dumbest. Okay, you're in addition to not having financial advice, you don't have technological
advice. My wife and I have the 2 terabytes of cloud storage, and then when I inevitably destroy this thing on a bike ride, which I've done, I get a new phone. All the photos just show up, and it's there.
Yeah, Chris, I've left my phone in the back of a cab and never saw it again. If I hadn't had it backed up within 24 hours, I would have lost. That was on vacation in South Africa, I think, and you're just not going to have 2 years worth of photos if you only go
manually. I have a system. Me taking a photo of my kids, by the way, which I'd like to have those photos around forever. It's just on the cloud. I don't ever have to worry. Nope. It's just
I have a system though. Ready for this? All the important photos that matter, I ultimately send to my wife in next to real time. She is on the automated iCloud system,
so they all get uploaded. And they're both on it, and you don't have to think about it.
Now you have that shared library feature. You should just use shared library.
Yeah, Adrian and I have a family plan. It's one bill, and we have shared 2 terabyte. And if we want to share photos, you just tag the photo as a family photo, and then
we have that. But guys, I take like thousands of junk photos. I use my camera for the dumbest stuff, and I just don't.
Chris has I know shady when you photos, delete it. He doesn't want getting synced exactly. up the cloud.
That's why he never liked the cloud. By the way, iCloud now has 2 new bigger capacities. They announced today 6 terabytes and 12 terabytes. So Jordan, when you and I fill up our 2 terabyte plans,
yes,
we have an expansion plan.
We can upgrade, yes, for sure.
All right. So I don't know. Is this gonna be a good thing? We always know that Apple stock goes down on days when they do these announcements.
I just keep hoping for like a one more thing, and it never happens, and they just do what we thought they were gonna do.
No, they did one more thing.
It's not good. It's not like something that you're like, yes. It's just like, oh,
it's a pass. It's a pass.
Yeah,
it's a pass. It's like I'm not doing anything with Apple today, and I hate that because it sounds so dumb because I felt like if it was a clean 2x improvement in the zoom, it doesn't sound like
by the
like
way, a lot. Chris, to get like a 200 millimeter telephoto lens is only a 4x zoom. So the 5x zoom is actually a really good, you know, most people that bring like a nice camera to like a sports game, they're going to, unless you're a professional photographer, the 200 millimeter lens is all they're going to have. And this is better than that.
Well, no, it's not. It's 120 millimeter.
What?
Their telephoto is 120 millimeter equivalent.
I thought 4X was 200 millimeter equivalent.
Well, they're promoting their 5X as 120.
3X is.
I don't think so. But
200 millimeter is kind of the standard. And even when they showed their comparison, their illustration of this is the giant lens people normally bring, that was a 200 millimeter that they were using in their illustration. You know that iPhone 16 is going to have 200 millimeter equivalent, and maybe they stop talking about X altogether.
I'm getting corrected. It's 120, so I'm wrong.
Yeah, okay. And then
I've been wrong before.
Just doesn't look as even if what you were saying is correct. People just don't know anyway. They just want the headline numbers. Most people buying this stuff are doing it based on emotion and what they think is better, whether it is or isn't. It doesn't matter. And I just don't. I feel like 3X to 5X. It's not doing it for me, guys. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting the new iPhone this year. I just decided.
Okay. You'll be jealous of my super zoomed in 5X photos that you can't even get. You'll only be able to get 3X because you're refusing.
Well, and getting a new iPhone.
And when you get your Apple Vision Pro, you're not going to be able to even look at any spatial video. You're going to all have 2D video. I'm going to be shooting 3D video. I feel like that was their one more thing was you can now shoot spatial.
Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, I checked out. I did not find that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, really quick, guys.
Glasses.
I have a haircut in 9 minutes, so really quick. I am going to see Dumb Money tomorrow night. Jordan, if you want to see it, Jordan, I have tickets. If you want to see it,
I'll go with you.
Want to bring Adrian? Yeah, if you want to, North Park at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I'll go.
I don't know if my wife and or kids are joining me yet, but I have six tickets.
My wife might be interested in going if we can find someone.
Yes, I definitely have a ticket for Adrian. I definitely have one for Adrian if she wants to come. So I have six. The most I will be using is four. That's if both of my kids go.
Yeah.
But one of my kids might have like sports practice or whatever. Anyway, I got to get a haircut, guys. This Apple episode was kind of like not what I wanted, but it is what it is.
What, the episode's not or the phone?
The phone.
I think he wanted to see literally
one more X.
He wanted 6X instead of 5X, and that is his, like, you're just so arbitrary.
Most people are arbitrary. Give me a reason. Tim just had to give me a reason to get it because I wanted to want it. But also, guys, I have to unload all my photos and videos from the last year, which is a pain in the butt. So that's really the obstacle. That's the hurdle. He has to convince me that the new phone is good enough for me to have to sit down for a couple hours with the wires and deal with that whole thing.
No, you literally just need to sign up for the cloud, and then you don't have to think about that again. You can literally just walk in off the street when you're
We're not going to change his mind.
Yeah, I want a new phone.
I told you. There's a reason why I don't want this cloud.
Everything just shows up. You don't have to worry about it. Why would you ever use a cable to transfer? It's insane.
All right, guys.
You're not going to change his mind. He is stubborn. He is backwards in technology. And
real quick, for those of y'all that are not in our Discord, there's some really good social arb insights that are being shared this last couple weeks on dumbmoney.tv/Discord. Totally free. In the research channel of Discord, it's like the stocks research, trade research. I'm in there every few days. Guys, if you're not in there, jump in. And by the way, I really love the job that our editor is doing recently. I have to give the editor credit. I've never met him or her in person on our clips. So if you guys want to follow our clips, they are on Dave. They're on TikTok, Twitter, right? Instagram and they're YouTube everywhere. Shorts. So yeah, wherever you're like, just want to get clips, subscribe to the clips, Dumb Money live on those channels.
Yeah,
which are all on dumbmoney.tv.
Just go to dumbmoney.tv. We have links to all of our socials, including our podcast and all of that good stuff. Before you leave, if you're not subscribed, please do subscribe. Hit the like button. That is the latest from here. We're Dumb Money. We will see you, Chris. We'll see you next time.